This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Governor Bruce Rauner, as we told you extensively yesterday, put his mandatory veto pen to Senate Bill 1, the education funding bill that caused some changes in education funding in Illinois. Among other things the governor wanted to take out was money for Chicago public schools to cover pensions and a block grant the district received. But now that there's still technically no education funding bill at all in law at this point, we wanted to find out what might happen locally, if there's any impact. And the best person I thought to do that might be Knoxville School District Superintendent Steve Wilder, who's on the phone with me right now. Steve, thanks for your time.
Thanks for the opportunity to be on the air, Will.
Absolutely. Always glad to have you, even in these circumstances, which I can't imagine must be pretty frustrating. I think starting from the fact that Senate Bill 1 sat in the Senate for a long time and wasn't sent to the governor like he urged sooner than this, and now the mandatory veto is happening, and now we don't know when lawmakers are going to be in to take up that mandatory veto. How frustrated must you be at all this?
Well, you know, there's good and bad as always. We've been waiting for school funding reform for a long time, certainly longer than I've been a superintendent. Mm-hmm. But within my years as an educator, really been looking forward to the day when we'd have school funding reform that made funding, you know, fairer for students across the state of Illinois. As everybody knows, Illinois is a very diverse state, a lot of wealth as well as a lot of poverty. So that's a tall task, but Senator Menard down in the southern part of the state has been mm-hmm. working on this for the last couple of years. He's the senator that drafted Senate Bill 1 that the governor mandatorily vetoed yesterday. And so the good news is we're closer than we've been for a long, long time. But you know, if you live in Illinois long enough, you're never surprised by what happens in Springfield. And after, you know, budget bills were approved and then vetoed and then there was an override, well, this little clause in one of those bills that prevents funding from going to schools without an evidence-based model becomes an issue. And, you know, here schools again find themselves caught in the middle. And although the process has moved forward now, the governor received the bill. He did issue the mandatory veto, which he's been talking about for a while, exactly what he was going to do. Now it's back to the General Assembly to see what they're going to do. But I think the surprise yesterday was that a lot of people, myself included, believe that the override in the General Assembly of the governor's veto would require a three-fifths majority, but concurrence would only require a simple majority. I think the governor himself was surprised that that is not the case.
Yeah.
The bill is going to, the veto or the concurrence is going to require a three-fifths majority either way, which I don't think is really in the cards down in the General Assembly. So
no.
Here we are again at a point of frustration. We've come this close. We're you know, we can see the finish line in sight, and yet we're not quite there.
What if Senate Bill 1 had been passed in its current form, what would that have meant financially to District 202? And with the governor's changes, where he was basically spreading all the money he was taking away from Chicago to all the other districts in Illinois, what would that have meant?
Well, I've not seen the numbers after the governor's veto. I can tell you that the projection for Knoxville would have been an additional about $170,000 just based on the original version of Senate Bill 1. So you know, any new dollars is going to be appreciated and necessary. That's a far cry from what we've lost on an annual basis, you know, due to proration. But, you know, getting any additional revenue would be very helpful. And you hit the nail on the head. The governor's veto would take that money that was going to go to Chicago schools, at least part of it, and spread it around the rest of the state. So I've not seen those numbers, but it would obviously mean some additional funding for Knoxville.
So, yeah, either way, it sounds like it would have meant additional funding for Knoxville. So I imagine it would be hard for you to maybe, you know, justify one way or the other, either letting the mandatory veto stand or letting Senate Bill 1 stand as it was originally written, right?
When it comes to issues like this, Senate Bill 1, I think we've got a responsibility to look both locally and from a broader perspective. Certainly locally, additional dollars is a good thing for Knoxville, and for that reason, I'm supportive of Senate Bill 1. Also supportive because I think the evidence-based model is what we've needed for a long time. The Superintendent's Association and other educational associations have been working on this legislation with the legislature for a while. So glad to see that we're moving in that direction. And at the same time, I think it's important to recognize the responsibility to make sure that all students in the state of Illinois have the funding that they need. So while I'm not going to weigh in on the governor's veto and what that necessarily means for Chicago Public Schools, my plea to our local representatives, which I reached out to just today, was that we take on that responsibility to make sure that we're addressing local needs as well as looking from a broader perspective. In fact, I think that's one of the things that sometimes our leaders miss out on is becoming too honed in on one issue as opposed to looking at issues from a broader perspective. So, I'm not going to weigh in on the governor's veto or right or wrong or what I believe or don't believe, but I have made it known that I think it's important to be aware of what happens locally as well as across the state.
Did you get any response from either State Senator Weaver or Representative Swanson? I know Senator Weaver voted against Senate Bill 1 initially.
Mm-hmm. He actually, of the two, I have heard back from Senator Weaver, and he indicated that he recognized my perspective, appreciated it. You know, he got away a lot of different perspectives when he's voting, and mm-hmm. and he's always done a good job with that as Representative Swanson has done here in his time in office. So it's a complicated issue. I think they recognize that it's important to know how all of their constituents feel, and you know they need to take that all into account. You know, when they get ready to vote.
Before we run out of time, Steve, you had presented a couple of options at one point to the school board in terms of the calendar, given the uncertainty over school funding. Is the plan still to open up on time at this point, or do you want to wait later, or are you just kind of keeping things status quo right now, I guess?
Well, at this point, I've recommended to the Board of Education that we open on time. We do have some money in the bank. We are going to get some property tax revenue here this fall. We've already gotten some last spring. So we have money to start the school year. At a certain point, that money will run out, and we'll have to consider either borrowing or other drastic measures if something's not done. Hopefully we can avoid that. The school's starting right around the corner. That timeline starts ticking. So we will open on time. And we'll continue to monitor the situation. And if circumstances change and we need to reassess, then I'll work with the board to do that. And we'll communicate with our community as fast as we can.
Have you been at the mercy at all of the comptroller here in the past? Or has the aid payments you had received come in pretty reasonably timely?
Well, we receive here in Knoxville two chunks of money from the state of Illinois. One comes in the form of general state aid, which mm-hmm. is the largest portion. That came in very regularly last fiscal year. It was those mandated categorical grants, things like transportation and reimbursement for costs for special education that were delayed.
Yeah,
we have up until, gosh, right at the end of the school year, we'd only received about a quarter of those funds. We got another quarter right at the end of the school year, so we ended up getting about half of what we were owed. Certainly hoping to get more than that. But the comptroller's been clear that, you know, she's trying to approve payments as the state has the money to do so. So recognize the situation that the comptroller's office is in, but we have been at the mercy, just like all the other school districts in our area.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that because I imagine best case scenario, even if Senate Bill 1 is passed or the mandatory veto stands or whatever, you still kind of have to, you're still kind of at the mercy of the comptroller's office, really.
Well, and it's not just as easy as the General Assembly and the Governor pass Senate Bill 1 or pass an override. You know, there's a process that goes to the State Board of Education first, then to the Comptroller's Office. So even if Senate Bill 1 was overridden or approved, let's say today, we're still looking at about, roughly 10 days before money would be received here in Knoxville. So it's definitely a process, and there are multiple players involved.
Absolutely. It only took me 2 years of working in Springfield to know that if I stood there much longer, I would go insane over all this, but nonetheless.
Well, it's certainly been frustrating, and year after year, it just seems like the situation gets worse, and yet they find a way to get something done at the end. It sure would be nice one of these years for everybody to be able to get out ahead of some of these issues and start to be able to be more proactive than reactive, and We certainly hope that's going to be the case sometime soon.
Novel concept, right?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly does. Knoxville School District Superintendent Steve Wilder, thank you so much for your time. Great perspective as always, and hopefully we'll get to talking to you about better circumstances here perhaps soon as we get closer to the start of the school year. Thanks so much.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Will.
All right. Steve Wilder, Superintendent of Knoxville Schools on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll have sports next on WGIL.